Blog Talk Radio.
Nalindile le pakumfwa kamangu kababemba kalila.
Through this song, I remember and celebrate the life of Zambia's unsung heroes. I remember Robinson Puta, Titus Mukupo, Lawrence Katilongu, Michael Chileshe, Patu Simoko, Timi Mvula, Teddy Chilambe, Spox Chola, Brian Chiwangu, Godfrey Chitalu, Alex Chola, and the unnamed mothers, daughters, and sisters that have inspired us all for the greater good of this country. So hear me out.
Good morning and happy Independence Day, Zambia. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. It is October 24th and we are here and we are 56, Roger, 56. This country is 56 years old and let's see what 56 looks like. I am hosting you from Dallas, Texas. It is quite a little bit cold. Welcome to the show. Good evening. The West Pacific in Australia, New Zealand. Good evening, those in the Russian part of the world. Good afternoon, Europe. Good afternoon, Zambia. And we do appreciate you joining us today as we do some reflecting here. Hi, Matilda.
Hello, good morning, and happy Independence Day to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, my friend in the north. I don't know what is happening there for this day. How are you today? Roger. Okay, we shall... the Zambian community is having a big event today, and what's her name? The president of ZANUSI is here. Hi, Noah. Good morning. You must
good morning,
be...
mister.
How are you?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Excited? Bubbling? Everything?
I think everything combined, you know, I've been slept just a few hours trying to connect the dots and talk to people, arrange this and that, so... We're looking forward to the excitement because there's just so much information and events just to showcase. So we're happy that at least this day has finally come.
Okay, excellent. We're looking forward. We shall probably get into that as we go along the door. Dr. Patrick Mashuken.
I love how you're
doing. Muy convini, Uli Shani.
Hey, I'm fine. Michael Eni.
Yeah, we can see that Zambia is 56 today. Yeah. If Dr. Patrick can speak those words, you know that you have made some headway somewhere.
I know.
Un di bueno.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. I am about to say good morning.
Mwaikareni mkwaiwa, Mr. Kama.
Yeah.
And everyone, great, great, great,
I'm making fun of our Dr. Patrick. Now I know how I sound like in English, you know. But I don't want to encourage you, Dr. Patrick. One of these time we'll meet together at the event. I'm looking forward to see you again, Dr. Patrick. And keep learning, Pemba.
Yes. So today, what I want us to do is I was supposed to have some special guests here before I recognize my two. I put this discussion is going to comprise of 2-3 panelists. I will introduce them here. These are regular contributors. We know them. I want them to do some reflecting. Zambia at 56. This is what I wrote on social media. Where is the nation on issues pertinent to development, rule of law, civil liberties, economic development, job opportunities, and diaspora engagement? So my panelists may not take that direction of the points that I've put across, but we shall touch on them as we go. So I decided to ask these distinguished, gallant citizens to come up with something. The first one is Priscilla. Priscilla is not a stranger here. Hi, Priscilla. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I miss you.
Welcome. Happy Independence Day.
Happy 56th Independence Day.
Yeah, don't bite yourself. Yeah. Priscilla is joining us from Seattle, Washington. My second guest is also somebody who's not a stranger here. A while ago, him and Dr. Musanje used to host a show called Health Watch. And it's been a while since we heard this voice. It's good to have Dr. McDonald Chava joining us from Oklahoma. Good morning, Dr. Chava. Hello, Dr. Chava. Oh, McDonald. Okay. I don't know why you can't hear me. And let me also say good morning to Nyambe. Hi, Nyambe. Happy Independence Day.
Sorry, I had stepped away.
That's okay. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to you guys. One Zambia, one nation.
Amen. Okay. Dr. Chava, can you hear me? Brother McDonald. Yes. Go ahead and good morning. Good morning, Dr. Chava. Okay, if you are speaking, we cannot hear you. All right, Priscilla, let me begin with you. Zambia at 56, your reflection.
Oh, wow. I don't even know where to start from. Well, I'm not even 50 yet. And when Nathan approached me and asked me to reflect on our independence and how far we've come, I'll do a chronicle here. It's very simple, and I'll make it very relatable. I'll start with my life. When I was young, my mother would leave us with my grandparents while she pursued the Zambian dream. She went to work for Zambia Airways. I don't know whether anybody remembers Zambia Airways. So she had to move to Lusaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So she moved to Lusaka, and from there she used to travel the world. And fast forward, I remember, you know, would be yanked away from the playground, my brother and I, dusty, you know, stuff like that, because our mother the sophisticated one, you know, the well-traveled one, will be coming from Lusaka. So we'll be yanked away from the playground and would be scrubbed, you know, dressed in some clothes, some nice clothes, and would be told to sit by the gate waiting for Zamkab, for her to come through Zamkab. And here would be this woman looking so glamorous, you know, would see Zamkab from afar and would start chanting. You know, we never even used to call her mom. We used to call her by her first name, you know, La Eva, La Isa. La Eva is coming. Eva is coming. She would come, you know, Zamkab would pull up and she would start unloading these suitcases, you know, from Lusaka. And she would tell us about stories about Lusaka and places that she had traveled to. And then she would settle down. And going to town, she'd be like, okay, now this is the following day. UBZ, let's go to the bus stop. So we'd go to the bus stop, we'd wait. UBZ would pull up, you know. We'd all get, you know, get on to our town. We'd go to town. You know, we'd go to town. She'd be like, let's go shopping. ZNBC, ZBC. Was that ZBC? Something like that. Nick would go to Nick. ZBC would go shopping. You know, that's...
You mean ZCBC?
ZCBC, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Kitwe, you know, Kitwe Town Center, there was... I mean, Kitwe Town Center is very small, and it was just separated by a road called Freedom mm-hmm. Avenue. So you'd be on the other side where there was a pharmacy. Would go to ZCBC. Mm-hmm. Would go to ZCBC. Oh my God! You know, it was just that feeling. We were young, but then the feeling was, you know, would buy our merchandise, things like that. Then would cross over to Nyek. Nyek, you know, the products were also different during that time. The layout was also different. I remember with ZCBC, it was like blue and white. I don't know whether you remember this. It was like blue and white. And then with Nick, it was like white and red. Do you remember that? It was like white and red. So we'd buy our merchandise. And then minibuses then, not so much. We'd go back to the... and it was orderly. Orderly, I'm telling you. Orderly, just like here, the way it is, public transportation. We'd go to the bus stop, would wait, you know, for the bus, UBZ. Going to Mbeke, it would pull up, would get on, would Zakili, people would drop off with our merchandise, blah. Then my mom would say, now we have to go and visit our relatives.
Mm.
In Kafile. Okay, so we have to buy tickets. Tazara would buy tickets. Tazara would board the train. Would orderly, clean. Would book. I'm talking about Zambia. You hear me? Zambia would board the train. Overnight, would be sitting in the bunkers, all of us with our bags and everything. Orderly would arrive. They'd be waiting for us. That's the Zambia that I remember. That's the Zambia that I look back to. Everything else that came after that, it's real. It happened. But growing up, that is my reality. That's my Zambia. Thank you.
That's well said, Priscilla, and you're mentioning things that I can even visualize back growing up as a kid. Matilda, I want you to sort of pick one or two things Priscilla said and dissect them.
You know, what stood out to me when Priscilla was explaining about the buses, I do remember how orderly it was. Kwale wokutantama in a line. And sometimes it would be the same bus. You have to wait for it to come back. We would wait patiently, and that really stood out. It brought back memories. I do remember also that it was important to have a clean environment on this day. You'd clean not only your house inside and out, you'd clean your streets and paint the trees. Half of the trees were painted white. The pavement was painted with lime and white. Sweep the floor. We did that at school before. If Independence Day happened for during the week, of course, Independence Day was a holiday. But prior to, we'd clean our classroom, would wash the inside of the classroom walls, you know, and outside and just everywhere. My mother told me that they would sweep, when she was a girl, they would sweep their whole street, their whole village. They'd line up with, they'd put like decorative things around trees or plants, and they would be expecting Dr. Kenneth Kaunda to come through, only for him to fly over in a helicopter. And maybe you would see his white handkerchief if you're lucky enough. But people didn't seem fazed. It was exciting. It was exciting for us also to see that. But very good memories, Priscilla. Thanks for sharing and just bringing us back.
So what was the significance of cleaning up and doing whatever we were doing and all those things? I know Dr. Shaba will come and probably talk more about that. What was the significance of that?
You know what? I'm going to give an assumption. I will have to ask my mom, who will give me a roundabout answer. But I think it had to do with inspection. The British were very particular about these things when they were colonizing us. You know, I believe, or I remember my grandfather would tell me when the you know, the British come through wherever they are, at their post, the police station, hospital, school. If something is not right, I think they'll be reprimanded, some type of a beating, some type of a punishment. So it would, there'll be inspection. Did you clean this place the way it's, is it up to par? Is it up to standard for the Queen? If the Queen of England came through, will she be pleased with this place? But I think, as I said, this is an assumption. I think it carried on. But to Allah Ibshako, Ave Shiv.
Okay. Good thoughts there. Good thoughts. Let's continue the discussion. Let me bring in our other guest, our other panelists, whom I asked to do some reflection on this. Dr. McDonald Shava is one of our long-time contributors on this show. Dr. Shava, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Nkama, and good morning, fellow listeners. I am very sorry. My line was somehow muted over here, but now I'm glad I'm through. I'm in Lawton, Oklahoma. It's an exciting day. It's bright and shining here. And thank you, Brother Kama. Can you hear me well and loud and clear?
No, your line is not very clear. You need to do something. I don't know what you need to do.
Oh, my.
All right.
That's better. That's better. Try that.
Is it better?
That's good. Right there where you are.
Oh. All right. It's okay. I know. And I was saying I'm here in Lawton, Oklahoma. You are just a stone's throw from here. And I'm glad to join Blog Talk Radio today. Excited to talk about some of my memories, recollection of growing up in the 70s in Zambia.
Go ahead. Let's hear your reflection.
Yeah, okay. As my sisters were saying earlier, those were exciting days, but obviously the future is always brighter. So my reflection of those days focus on
what KK Dr. President Kaunda, what he termed the Humanism Week, established in 1967, if my recollection is correct. This was, first of all, as a Christian, so as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and as one of the members of the church, I'll say that the church did not receive this message, this branding of a Zambian culture too well, because it sort of impinged on, it sort of set man at the center, where we would want to say God is at the center of everything that we do. But if you knew KK, he was coming from a missionary background. He himself was a confessing Christian, and so as such, he set out his agenda for Zambia on the basis of what the strength of our culture of living as community, of what the South Africans would call Ubuntu, where there's respect for one another, where there is the value that the culture teaches us, that elders teach the younger generation, and together we grow our nation. So in 1967, the Humanism Week was established to come just before Independence Day, 24th October. And during this period, individuals in schools, in hospitals, in communities, in corporations were required, were expected, were encouraged. You can pick your word, any action word there. But they were required to participate in looking out for one another, and especially the vulnerable. So what KK had in mind was that during this week, we would make it a special project as a company to look for a cause, for a social cause, that we could fund, we could work together, we could donate time, we could focus on. So, for example, nurses in a hospital would team up and go to a community center and help help maybe clean up the environment around that clinic and just do some cleaning up. And you would find an organization band together and go and clean the street. Maybe go on Cairo Road and just pick the papers along one street, or do something like that. It had to be a cause to advance our oneness, our togetherness. And so, as I said, as a Christian, this sort of resonates with how the church was in its very infancy, how the church, members of the church, worked together as a community. Now, of course, when you start branding and when you start talking about ideologies and you bring in the West, it becomes complicated, because then you come to talk about all these political philosophies that pitch one against the other. But I think the idea of the Humanism Week, and it was really exciting as growing up in that culture, the idea was to help us, to conscientize us, to recognize that we are not an island. We're always surrounded by someone. There's a neighbor. And there's always somebody who's disadvantaged, less advantaged than ourselves, that can help, that we can help, that we can lend a helping hand. So those were the exciting years. And I think now there's probably a coming back to sort of like the ball coming round, because there is a general understanding, I think, in Zambia that as Christians, we need to go out and be a good neighbor. So, Anathan, that is that my recollection of going around.
That is very
enlightening and sort of insightful, Brother McDonald, because my point and my question right here would be this. Noah, I want you to respond to this. The objective of Humanism Week was, like Dr. Shava said, Ubuntu, you know, neighbor helping neighbor and all that kind. So why was there an objection to the theme of this thing, and yet its intended purpose was meant to benefit everybody? Why do you think there was that reaction? No, I don't know what you think about this.
I think, first of all, when you are dealing with different people, different backgrounds, even when something is very straightforward, you always have objections.
Yes.
So this is why I've always lived by the motto, anything that somebody says can and will be used against them at some point. So even if something means well, but you always have people who want to oppose, because I think we live in a world where not everybody looks at certain things the same way, because I think if you want to take it up in a religious realm, the devil and God and things like that. So we are bound to have people who object. But at the end of the day, we always move with those who are willing and able. So those initiatives that were put up to encourage working together, humanism and things like that, of course others will complain. Look at the United States right now. Socialism, which is sort of Medicaid, those are programs which are run by the government that are designed to help those who are not maybe financially stable.
The disadvantaged community.
Then you still have people who make noise. No, these people are being socialist. But socialism is being practiced by the U.S. government in terms of those in those lines. So I think just working with the people is a challenge. So we just have to keep up, keeping on. So that's my comment.
Roger, why were we so? I think we had this thing where we were very suspicious of the founder's ideology. Like Noah said, we sort of thought Dr. Kaunda was driving us in a direction of Eastern religions and things like that. There were those sentiments, and we seemed to be very skeptical.
I don't know about skeptical, Nathan. In my view, we never even understood what we were doing. I'm not sure, maybe we were just young. Now that we have grown, we have a little bit understanding of what he was trying to do. But by then, it was just one of those weeks you looked forward. I remember at Mindoro Primary School, Humanism Week was a week, no class. Most of the time, you were outside working, which meant playing, which was good for everyone. Since that you are not learning anything, you are playing outside. So it was that week. Now that we've just thought about the responsibility they were trying to teach us. Imagine if that had continued. Today we are saying 56 years of independence. The unfortunate part of the 56 years is we seem to be going backwards. But imagine if we focused on doing good then. Maybe there would be no trash around. Maybe there will be no cholera. Who knows? Maybe everyone who care for the other person. The unfortunate part from our independence, I don't know about Miss Lucas Ngoko Vadi, but my baby, that was time to do a lot of good work. But today we are not sure whether we are directionless, we are with no direction, or we are with direction nothing. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Actually, that time we also used to drink milk, and and bread was given to us during that week. Remember?
Yes.
Say that again, Ms. Lucas.
From ZDPP. DPP, Zambia Dairy Produce Board.
Zambia Dairy Produce, Superloaf will bring the buns. It was a real independence. And we looked forward to that. It was a super time. Probably that was part of the time for our Nawirine Chalo, because we were just consuming by then. But it was nice.
Dr. Shaza, let me come back to you again, because you raised some points to do with the church or the Christian faith. And what do you think the church, I'll use this word loosely, what do you think the church missed or didn't understand there? Roger, I think, has given one point. We were young, we didn't understand. What did we miss? Or were we just too suspicious or untrusting of Dr. Kaunda?
I think, like many things that come to us in life as leaders, recognizing moments like the moment with KK is important. It's important to recognize each moment that comes our way. The moment with KK was the moment of nation creation, creating a nation.
Yes.
And so KK would be defined by how he defined his nation. He will be defined by, I think, by first and foremost, the saying, one Zambia, one nation.
One nation.
Mm-hmm. That will always be associated with KK, and that will always be associated with the nation that we call Zambia. Whatever happens in future, we'll always fall back on the fact that one Zambia, one nation, built a nation where laws is, were found to be administrators in Mansa.
Mm-hmm.
And Ngoni professionals were found as administrators in Mongo. We were just everywhere. The Tonga, the 72 tribes were just scattered all over the nation. And we will always go back on that model, that we cannot define, we will define Zambia as a nation where our tribal identity is not the most important thing, but what is most important is that we are human beings. So now going back to another really important point about humanism is that humanism was the practice of the practical application of that one Zambia, one nation. KK came from a very strong Christian missionary background. So he defined his kind of humanism as a humanism that believes in God, the supreme being. And clearly, it was the God of Abraham, of Jesus Christ. That's where KK was coming from, and that's how he defined his kind of humanism. Now the rest is history. The rest is history. He had defined, I think there were 7 or 10 tenets on which the principles on which the Zambian kind of humanism was gonna be defined, the pillars. And he talked about being at the center, the dignity of a human being, opportunities, it defined hard work and self-reliance, all the things that we find scattered in the West and in the East. When I talk about the West, I'm talking about the United States, America, the Greek side of it. And when I talk about the East, I'm talking about about China, Japan, and those religions up there. They approach God differently. But KK's kind of religion was one based on that of the God of Abraham. And it also meant that each one of us recognizes we come from extended family.
Yes.
So my mother and my mother's mother, my mother's sister, are my mother's. So I have more than one mother. I have more than one father.
Mm.
But today, when I go in a hospital, they ask me, who is your mother? And I'm going to say, Mary is my mother. Anyone who comes in another name other than Mary, they won't allow her to come into a hospital to see me because she's not my mother. That's not how it is supposed to be. I have more than one mother. I have more than one father. So,
that's very
that's
powerful.
Very
Priscilla, your thoughts on the... Thank you, Dr. Shava. Priscilla, your thoughts on your
meeting? Let's just clarify nothing. I think we were taught by Kashamba Bikustare when he came on live. He said, the one Zambia, one nation, the way we know it, that is not the way it was
initially.
One Zambia, one nation was bringing the Balose and the rest of Zambia together. But it later changed to mean intertribal. It had nothing to do
with
intertribal marriages. It was bringing together the Balose and the rest of Zambia together.
The rest of Zambia. Priscilla, your thoughts on Humanism Week and what has been said before I go to Titus?
Humanism. I just remember this song. Humanism means working together. That's all I remember. And just like Roger
did. apologies.
Humanism means working together. I remember that. And I remember that that's when we planted trees. I think I was at teacher primary school. That's when we cut grass, you know, around, actually in the Kuma Field School, even outside. I mean, you saw a lot of activity during that time. And it was mostly at school, not even in the neighborhood. It was at school. I don't remember. Maybe you can correct me. It wasn't something that was translated into the neighborhood. Seriously, it was at school. I mean, once you went to school, there was no humanism. What are you talking about? Humanism? Who's going to put food on the table? You know, not humanism. But at school, yes, participated.
I think they were trying to communicate a message. Titus, you've heard what everybody has said. Your thoughts, your reflections on Zambia at 76, at 56, rather.
I've heard, I think I recollect about the same things, being at Usakasa Primary and stuff. But I want us to also gauge in, I've heard other people saying that from Dr. Chava, that from the perspective of the British way, more about inspection and making sure everything is okay. The other teaching we missed from there is the important one where you do things because it's Humanism Week. We never expanded it that well. The Queen could come next month after Humanism Week. It still has to be clean.
Yeah.
In so doing, we have this theory of, you know, you might eat a good meal on Christmas or your birthday only. Why not every other time? So sometimes we deprive ourselves of what can be. You can take a look at other people that if you feel very excited to be in a very expensive hotel, I can assure you that your house is not as good as the hotel. This is why you're too excited. Because if you keep your house as clean as good, there's nothing that should excite you and make you look for a five-star hotel. We forget that we can make our home a five-star hotel and live happily. Whatever you got when you went to a five-star hotel, if you felt good, motivated, remember that you can make your home the same and you'll be motivated the rest of your life. So there are some teachings that sometimes they had important things, but we have to look at the thing, look at Rwanda today. I mean, are they cleaning Independence Day only, or now we are saying Rwanda is the cleanest city in Africa? They clean every week. But by the time you understand that having it look clean is the best way and good, then you clean all the time. So we have to go to the next phase there. All these presidents nowadays, that from the time Kaunda, we are talking 56 years old now, that thing, Humanism Week, you're talking, I think Dr. Chavez says 1972 or so. Up to today, you'll be thinking, some people don't even feel like going to clean unless school system, like what Priscilla says, from school then you go on a program. But from home, you might not go to clean a market. But what theory are you using when you get to school? It's the importance of cleaning kicks in from school perspective, not from home perspective. Actually, where you live, where you buy from the market, will remain dirty all the time. And wouldn't it be better if it's clean also and all the time? So
yeah,
there's a lot of
teaching
that people can move, but I'll end there. That's what I've learned so far.
That's good. But you say, well, I know you're old enough. I've seen the gray hair in your head. Your thoughts on this?
Thank you, Mr. Nkama, and thank you for everybody that I've shared on this program. And especially for us who are here in the United States, maybe I should just say, especially for me who has come here to the United States. And the first people to get independence, and just like everybody has been describing the way of life, they remembered in Zambia, the humanism, the cleaning of the toilets, and everyone. And the Americans, I mean, the little bit of history and the things I've experienced, it has really challenged me. Like Roger said, we didn't know nothing about independence those days. And I'm speaking someone who has been to the U.S. who know, I mean, learned little bit. I'm not saying I'm a historian.
Reflection.
Little bit.
What are your reflections? What are your reflections? Forget the U.S.
Oh, yeah, reflection. Yama, if they are kumushinga and therefore claim that for independence, my reflection is that gonna help us, Yama? Than to know what we when we celebrate independence, we should remind ourselves and teach the children that the time we got independence, we had people. It's not that we knew, we did know about what we wanted. There was influences, a lot of influence outside, you know, because of the life, you know, Yama, the way it bothers me, the freedom, Yama. What's freedom, you know? Yama,
your mind is crowded with what is going on right
now.
No.
When Yama, thank you for
quick,
the freedom, for the
quick
opportunity. Mama, independence is in a kuno kwine, listening to African music more on the road, and without any interference, without roadblocks, without someone telling me what you know, that Yama independence is to my mind is crowded. I'll just let you, but we didn't know why we got independence, so I'll just let it like that.
Mwapisha Yama.
Could be background music when I'm talking, you know, something is background music, so it's sad.
Okay,
but
okay,
go ahead.
Okay.
For me, independence
that's
is very
fun.
Crowded. That we don't, you know, it's very confusing.
I hear you.
Yeah.
We shall deal with that next week. We shall deal
with
that later.
Because when I think about the borders, the lines in Africa, the things, the way things are going, we're not independent. And we can celebrate but I don't know what we're celebrating about.
Next segment, Yama. Next segment. We'll be tackling that.
Next segment. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Okay. Before I bring in Pastor Mwaka here to share something with us and to give her reflections of Zambia at 56, Noah is one of us. He's a regular contributor, but we also need to understand that he's Indiana, is president of Indiana Association and also ZANU's president, which incorporates all the association presidents in the United States. Noah, we are having an independent celebration today. Explain to everybody listening what is happening and how they can participate.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah, today is a very special day, regardless of our affiliation political-wise. We are encouraging Zambians to show up and witness Zambians working together in unison. The association presidents across the United States, in conjunction with the Zambian embassy, other stakeholders, Zambian artists, private companies, and other sponsors, have worked tirelessly the past weeks to bring to you a free event you can watch from the comfort of your homes, even in cars, I mean, wherever you are. So we have a pack of entertainers, we have educators, we have pretty much a whole enchilada of goodies to share with the Zambian community. Mm. So you can follow us on Facebook. The event will be live on Facebook, also be live on Channel A TV. And I think we might also be live on Kopala TV in Zambia, and we might also be live in, I think it's DMTV in Zambia. So otherwise, the link is going to be provided. There's a link that will be shared to people. We are asking everybody to forward to your friends and family. The essence of our celebration is just to commemorate where we are and what we mm-hmm. can do collectively as Zambians.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, Pastor Mwaka, good morning.
Good morning, my brother, for me. How are you?
Doing okay. Okay, two things. Number one, can you give us a 1 to 2 minute reflection, your reflection of Zambia at 56, and then you are going to tell us about a special event coming up next weekend.
Yes, you know, my brother, I have like bittersweet, it's a bittersweet reflection. On one hand, you know, I love my Zambia. I am very patriotic, and I thank God for, of course, as a people, we are very cultured, very hospitable. Zambia, over the years, we've hosted so many nations that have been in war on the positive side. But at 56, Lord have mercy, we should be far, far. And I feel so sad that such a rich nation, people still have to fly to South Africa if they have medical issues, those who can afford, the 1% who can afford. When you look at the educational system, we are lagging behind. You know, business opportunities, it seems it's the foreigners who can get loans and get land, and they are flourishing. Most of our people are not. And so that's why I'm saying it's bittersweet. We need to do much better.
Mm.
And at 56, no, we're more like 20 years. So I'm not too much in a celebration mode, unfortunately.
I hear you.
I just have to be real. My brother, I can't forget.
And I know Mr. Achisewaye is tapping his feet and said, you see, Nathan, I was telling you and you were shutting me down. All right.
Thank you, Pastor Morgan, to rescue me.
You are the chairperson for international relations for the new OPMMD. You are having a special event next weekend. Please tell us about this and how people can participate.
Thank you so much. Yes, on behalf of the MMD USA diaspora team, we invite you all, our wonderful Zambian family, to our virtual fundraiser. First of all, it's the first time we've ever had an MMD Hope diaspora team, and it's definitely the first time to have a virtual fundraiser. And I know when people hear fundraiser, they're like, oh, no, they want our money. No, just come on. We'll be live on Facebook. live on our YouTube. We really want people to hear Dr. Nervous Mumba. He will be the keynote speaker. I know you've heard him many times, but hear him again. Hear the heart for the nation, the vision for the nation, what the New Hope MMD is all about. There'll be wonderful music, different people, you know, speaking a few minutes, but the keynote is the Nervous Mumba. So that's next Saturday, 12 noon Dallas time on the East Coast. That'll be 1 o'clock. It'll be 2 to 3 hours live on Facebook and live on YouTube. So we invite you all just to tune in, listen in, invite all your family and friends. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
Amazing. Excellent. So that's that information for you. Today, next weekend, fully packed with events and everything going on. Pastor Mwaka said something here about at 56, things aren't looking the way they're supposed to be looking. I thought, Roger, I'm going to end this on a personal note, this discussion and this whole segment. Dr. Shava, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a long time we heard your voice here. And we
yes, consider Dr.
you.
Yes, Dr. Shava,
to,
don't be a stranger.
Yeah, and Priscilla as well. I know you live on the other end of the country. Zambia got independence in October, Alan. And when Zambia was getting independence, I think I was 9 months old. I was born in February. And Roger, you and I are the same age. So if you see, when we teach in church, we tell people, look at your spiritual life, even from your just natural or physical life, okay?
Uh-huh.
A five-year-old or a three-year-old will always pull her mom's clothes or chitenge or dress and say, "Mommy, mommy, I need to go to the bathroom." And the mother will pick up the child and take them to the bathroom. Your mother doesn't expect you to behave like that when you are 10, 15, 16, or 20 years old.
Exactly.
It would be embarrassing, Roger, maybe at his age, my nephew, your son, whose mom's clothes, who is in college and he says, "Mommy, mommy, I need to go to the bathroom." I know that illustration sounds so basic and simple. Alan, you are a preacher yourself, but it relates to every aspect of life. Zambia, where it is right now, it's still pulling its mom's chitenge and say, "I need to go to the bathroom."
Exactly.
It's very disappointing, okay? When I look back, Dr. Patrick, my parents tell me a lot of stories about when I was young during the independence struggle. I was 9 months at independence. My father was one of those who was in the forefront. So some of you may know his elder brother, who's late now, ended up being in Kaunda's cabinet. Our home was constantly bombarded by Pastor Mwaka. People used to stone and throw stuff. And mom would always say, "You people need to have a heart. There's a baby in this house." You know? Stuff like that. So, of course, I mean, they couldn't get to me because God had a reason. I needed to be here today on this radio show talking the way I am talking, because God had a destiny for me. So the point I'm just trying to make is, like, I know we want to celebrate. We want to be excited. And when I always attend the 4th of July event, Titus, Alan, Dr. Patrick, I look at how this second home that we have adopted, when I stand in that crowd and there are fireworks and I look at these people on their faces, They are bright. They are excited about reflecting on this Independence Day. It's very difficult for us to do that today for our country. It's unfortunate that we have to do that. But reflecting on the way I celebrated independence, Dr. Shava, you remember the 10th in 1974, Zambia's 10th independence anniversary. Every one of us was born in 1964 we were given a free bottle of Fanta or Coca-Cola and one lot of buns. You remember that, Roger? I don't know how many of us here. Yeah. I mean, things like that. Special independence celebration. And it's supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to be a moment where we reflect back. Now, all of us, I know we needed to do what happened in 1990-91. But here is something else when I look back on this thing, Alan. We all tend to look back and we say to ourselves, I think we didn't treat Dr. Kaunda fairly. In as much as all those things were going on, we need to realize that, and I appreciate the fact that now we look at him as a father. We respect him. I almost said worship him, which we almost used to do when we were young. You see, we recognize what they did. I mean, their generation, the sacrifices they were making. I'm looking at our mother's Facebook page here. Dr. Inonge Mbukisale Wanika, former ambassador to Zambia, European Union, and all these things, what she has posted there, when these women, she has listed the women there, were busy looking after the children, their husbands were busy fighting for the country. I don't think we do much to recognize and to appreciate. You can't just come and drive the nation into the ground, Dr. Patrick. That's not acceptable. People paid their lives for this country to be where it is.
That's right.
Well, Roger said that's the topic for the next segment. And everybody, don't go away. We're going to pick up the discussion there. We call it the water cooler. Everything and anything goes. That's where you're all going to express yourself. But I just thought that in this reflection and doing a retrospect on Zambia's being 56, I am 56 years old. I don't act like a 2-year-old. I do not.
Right.
And in the community where I live, those that are in Dallas and those that are close to me, they will tell you, Pastor Mwaka is here, we live in this community together. People appreciate me, they love me for my wisdom, for my leadership, for everything. Because 56 is not a small number, Tiger.
Oh, right, exactly.
I have seen things in life that Priscilla has not seen, who's younger than me. And Matilda, of course.
In other words, Priscilla, sit down. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that we should do better. We should do better. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like Pastor Mwaka said, at 56, we shouldn't be going to South Africa for medical treatment. No. That's not acceptable. At 56.
Well, part of the question, therefore, we are going to be asking in the next segment, Nathan, is where do we go from here? Because we all realize we are going backwards. Where do we go from here? Can we leave a blueprint for the next 50 years for our children and their children? That is the next topic. As we wind
where
up
do we here. Go from here is vote me to president of Zambia. That's where we go from here. Okay, everybody, let's go back in. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Happy Independence. Remember, the event is live today, and we're going to have a great time.
Thank you, Pastor Mason.